Well, folks, welcome to one more edition of Politics and Run. I'm Egberto Willis, your host. Thank you so kindly for being part of the show. We're going to have a great show for you today. My God, the tweets, the Facebook, all that kind of stuff is going crazy already. Welcome aboard, folks. Welcome aboard. AVQ, test and restream, but 200 character limits. Gonna post links on Twitch and comments on YouTube. AVQ says, yes, it works. Yes, it works, AVQ. I'm glad that it works. Folks, let me know if all the audio, everything has been worked out. I think we have it all worked out. Been spending a little bit of time doing it. But anyhow, guys, we're going to have a great show for you today. Before we get started, I need to tell you. So let me go ahead and find the show. Because, of course, you know, getting right up to the limit, including having somebody doing some last-minute baking, can actually have an effect on how fast you can get your stuff done. But we are going to do it, good old peeps. We are going to do it, assuming everything continues to work as it seems to be working right now. So let's talk about what the show is going to be about today. What is the show going to be about today? Here we go. Barbados Prime Minister admonish rich countries. AOC slams McCarthy. Nicole Wallace embarrasses Governor Christie. Two of them pre-recorded. The other one with Governor Christie, we're going to kind of do it semi-live, semi-interesting. But anyhow, we're going to have a good time for you today, folks. Bring folks in. If you are on YouTube, click that thumbs up now. Please remember to click that thumbs up. In fact, I'm going over to computer numero dos to see how many people have clicked up on that good old thing. So if you are watching on YouTube right now, do me that great big favor, por favor, and go ahead and click that thumbs up. I need that thumbs up. Let me make sure it's there. It's there. Yes, we're there live. Let me turn on the other signs on it and let me bring it up because, folks, we need you. We need you. Like how I say that? We need you. We need you. Anyhow, folks, we're going to have a good time today. If you are on YouTube, click that thumbs up button. If you are on, what's the other channel that we have? It's called Facebook, right? If you're on Facebook, go ahead and click that Facebook. Let me go ahead and see. Say, I like you, Facebook. I like you. Anyhow, let's get busy, folks. So again, what is the show going to be about? Barbados Prime Minister admonishes the rich. I'm going to give that little segment of her speech. I think it is important. I think it is imperative that people see this because what she had to say was very important. I think the great Prime Minister of Barbados, she missed a couple of points, but I don't think she really missed it. She just played what we know as diplomacy. She plays a great diplomatic game, but it's something that I know she had to do. So what we're going to do here right now is start with... I don't want to do that. I want to talk to y'all first. So let's go ahead and see what you guys are saying first of all. Okay? Let me get to the chat window here. All right. Two men convicted of killing Malcolm X will be exonerated decades later. Oh, I didn't read that, AVQ. ABQ also says, the 1966 convictions of Muhammad Aziz, a.k.a. Norman Butler, and Khalil Islam, a.k.a. Thomas Johnson, are to be thrown out after a lengthy investigation. After a lengthy investigation, they'll be thrown out? Yes, they are. Didn't know that either. They spent over 40 years in prison for a crime they didn't commit, while the real killers got off and the civil rights movement suffered. The last part seems to be a pattern. That is sad. Last part seems to be a pattern. ABQ also says, January 6th defendant known as QAnon Shaman sentenced to 41 months. Is that the guy that wore the horns? I thought he kind of got off easy, but maybe I have the wrong person. Is that the guy who bare body and had the horns? Let me know what it is, ABQ. Let me know that. Jacob Chensley, who wore a horn. Yes, it is. Helmet and a fur pelt as he stormed onto the Senate floor during the Capitol riot. Had early pleaded guilty to a single felony count, got off lightly for, as I'm concerned, all who planned, incited, and participated in January 6th insurrection deserve 5 to 20 year sentences. I agree. Think about those people that are just doing simple marijuana or one of those drugs. All right. Ireland looks to seaweed in quest to curb methane from cows. That's not a bad idea. Seaweed, what does seaweed do? It actually absorbs a lot of carbon, and believe it or not, it can turn it into not only food, but don't let AVQ hear me say this, but also renewable oil. You can actually grow algae and create oil. Some people don't like to call that renewable because, well, it's burning oil and throwing the carbon back into the air, but if you're taking it back out, it's a cycle of life, right? AVQ, let me hear what you got to say about that. Scientists are combining Ireland's wet coastland for seaweed to feed the cattle and sheep after research showed it could stop them from breeding out so much climate warming methane. Oh, I thought it was just a matter of absorbing the CO2, but you're saying it is actually better on your digestive tract as well. Nice idea for reducing the third largest contributor to anthropogenic global warming, but the large-scale feasibility is impossible without some means of forming kelp, which is what they've been doing in the deserts in Arizona. They've been actually forming algae, and I imagine it would follow the same methodology to do that. Paul Fleming, welcome aboard to Politics Done Right. We've also got, because it's Egberto, hope you can read those. It's articles, then headlines, then commentary. 200 limit means I have to split into three. That's all right, ABQ. You always bring us some great material. A Paul Fleming checking in as well. Let's see how we're doing, folks. If you are on YouTube, please remember to click that thumbs up button. Bay Wood says, hey, ATL, how you doing today, Paul? Eric Hayes, high local judge gets reprimanded. Here you go, local Dem control, and finally they have to face people. Okay, my dear partisan Eric Hayes, you know, look at things in both directions. You know, try to see people for people, all right? Maywood says, hello all from Long Beach, California. Masticator is back. Masticator, where have you been? My most prolific right winger. Where have you been, Masticator? Let's talk about the Steele dossier. You want to say that the Steele dossier, somehow because one of Trump cronies in the Justice Department arrested one of the people that assisted with the dossier, that somehow it is wrong? Come on now, be real. Maywood, my mother was Bajan. All right, really? Maywood says his mother was Bajan. You know, we don't say Bajan like that. We say, oh, your mother was Bajan, eh? But no, Bajan for Barbados. My mama was Bajan. That is the kind of lingo, the Caribbean lingo that folks would use. All right, Masticator also wants to talk Rittenhouse. You mean the assassin called Rittenhouse that is trying to seem like a cool boy now? Bruce Pollard, welcome to Politics and Right. Poor boys. Paul Fleming said, I miss you all. My oldest son passed away in his sleep. He was a young man who ran 2 miles a day. He's going home. Service was the path. Paul Fleming, I am so sorry to hear about your son. Wow, in his sleep, and he's a runner. First of all, let's all give Brother Paul Fleming a moment. I didn't know that, sir. Sorry to hear about that. I'm really, really sorry to hear about that. PDR Posse, let's send our love. Let's send let's send all our caricias to Brother Fleming here. He's a longtime old timer here with us, and you know we are all family here. Paul, is there anything that we can do? Anything that we can write? Anything that we can do to put some light on you, your son? Just let us know, Brother Paul. Sorry to hear about that. Really sorry to hear about that. It makes almost everything, and let me just tell you, having just gone through a stroke and being scared with her being touch and go for a long time, for 10 days, I know I don't have your absolute feeling of having lost your son, but I know the feeling of being close there. Folks, salute Paul, please, and let's give Paul our support. That's a huge ordeal. That is a huge ordeal. Paul, we're going to continue with the show, and the show today will be in the honor of your son. What's his name? The show will be in the honor of your son. Sorry to hear about that again. I think it makes some of this stuff so damn frivolous, you know? You know what I mean, Paul? It makes some of this stuff so damn frivolous. So frivolous. But again, Thank you for being here, sir. Thank you for being here. Continuing, Masticator says, I think it is telling how he will not talk about the Steele dossier. He sure was quick to accuse Trump of collusion, but will never admit he was wrong. There's nothing that has come out about the Steele dossier that changes the opinion of any thinking person that Donald Trump colluded with the Russians. In fact, it's in the 400-page report as well. Please don't allow the spin at Fox News to get to you, sir. Thank you for reminding me. It's the guy, Mr. ABQ. E2247 says, Paul, thinking of you and your family in a very good way. Paul Fleming, so sorry to hear about. Please accept my deepest and sincerest condolences from May Wood. Deepest respects for you and your family. Eric Hayes, get some military in Congress. Maybe things will change. Yep, maybe we need to do that. I agree with you right there, Hayes. May Wood says, where did the sound go? The sound should still be there. I still see it transmitting sound. I still see sound transmitting. It was Hillary. Let's see. ABQ, overall, we rate Breitbart questionable based on extreme right-wing bias. The publication of conspiracy theorists and propaganda. Well, exactly. And if you want, look up Politics and Right. We are actually considered one of the most respected sources judged by a third party. Please take a look at it. BD Pollard says, I prefer taking CO2 out of the cycle by making it into rocks. Takes energy, but the sun has pretty. Plenty, I think you meant. Bruce, actually, you're absolutely right about that. Maywood sounds work here. Thank you for corroborating that, May. Let's see what else we have here. Masticator, I have just been hanging out being racist and evil. I don't think you're racist and evil, Masticator. Not because you disagree with us or you think certain things about race mean you're evil. All right? I mean, you could have... Anyway, Norman Reynolds, my condolences he sends to you. Roberto Lewis says, Saludos, Politics and Right. Thank you, sir. He also gives condolences to Paul Fleming. Masticator, I heard Ashley is doing better. Glad to hear that. You know what I love about our audience, both the lefties and the righties? All of you have been very supportive of what I have been going through, and now you're all supportive of what Paul Fleming has gone through. Like I said, we are one big family, left, right, in the middle, crazy, anarchist, whatever we can be. But if we can learn to be human beings, we can actually accomplish quite a bit. We can actually accomplish quite a bit. So I think it's your fault, Maywood, on just seeing subtitles right now. I think it's your fault on that one. Paul Fleming Jr. was 29 years old. My healing is being here. I actually forgot about the show until today. I love all of you, says Paul Fleming. His son was 29, and he feels the love from all of us. So continue to let's do what we need to do as a family, folks. Let's do what we do best. Take care of each other. It was me, Egberto. Apparently, I somehow muted the button. Okay, my brother. Eric Hayes, it is the same as Hunter Biden stuff. Okay. All right. Let's go ahead. Condolences from Tom C. to Paul. Know that it's like it, Paul to Paul. Know what it's like to lose a son, but every parent's grief is unique. Best to Ashley for a full recovery. Thank you. Masticator, you rate Breitbart unreliable due to extreme bias. You do not hold MSNBC or CNN to the same standard. I do. Roberto Lewis says, Paul, there's no word to override the loss of your son. My salute of respect and my condolences to you and family and friends. Please, if anything that we can do, don't hesitate. One love. From Roberto Lewis, America y Panama. All right, let's go ahead and listen to the Prime Minister, and then we'll take it on the other side, my brothers and sisters. Prime Minister Mia Mottley of Barbados gave the opening at COP26, the World Leaders Summit. And I tell you, she was inspirational. I want you to listen to this, and then we'll take it on the other side. There are a few things that I want to point out that I think her speech, as much as it was great, should have been a bit more striking in a particular respect. Let's listen to her, and then we'll take it on the other side.
How many more voices and how many more pictures of people must we see on these screens without being able to move? Or are we so blinded and hardened that we can no longer appreciate the cries of humanity? The pandemic has taught us that national solutions to global problems do not work. We come to Glasgow with global ambition to save our people and to save our planet. But we now find three gaps on mitigation, climate pledges or NDCs. Without more, we will leave the world on a pathway to 2.7 degrees, and with more, we are still likely to get to 2 degrees. These commitments made by some are based on technologies yet to be developed, and this is at best reckless and at worst dangerous. On finance, we are $20 billion short of the $100 billion, and this commitment, even then, might only be met in 2023. On adaptation finance remains only at 25%, not the 50-50 split that was promised nor needed given the warming that is already taking place on this earth. Climate finance to frontline small island developing states declined by 25% in 2019. Failure to provide the critical finance and that of loss and damage is measured, my friends, in lives and livelihoods in our communities. This is immoral and it is unjust. If Glasgow is to deliver on the promises of Paris, it must close these three gaps. So I ask to you, what must we say to our people living on the front line in the Caribbean, in Africa, in Latin America, in the Pacific, when both ambition and regrettably some of the needed faces at Glasgow are not present? What excuse should we give for the failure? In the words of that Caribbean icon, Eddie Grant, will they mourn us on the front line? When will we, as world leaders across the world, address the pressing issues that are truly causing our people angst and worry, whether it is climate or whether it is vaccines? Simply put, when will leaders lead? Our people are watching, and our people are taking note. And are we really going to leave Scotland without the resolve and the ambition that is sorely needed to save lives and to save our planet? How many more voices and how many more pictures of people must we see on these screens without being able to move? Or are we so blinded and hardened that we can no longer appreciate the cries of humanity? I have been saying to Barbadians for many years that many hands make light work. Today, we need the correct mix of voices, ambition, and action. Do some leaders in this world believe that they can survive and thrive on their own? Have they not learned from the pandemic? Can there be peace and prosperity if one third of the world literally prospers and the other two thirds of the world live under siege and face calamitous threats to our well-being? What the world needs now, my friends, is that which is within the ambit of less than 200 persons who are willing and prepared to lead. Leaders must not fail those who elect them to lead. And I say to you, there is a sword that can cut down this Gordian knot, and it has been wielded before. The central banks of the wealthiest countries engaged in $25 trillion of quantitative easing in the last 13 years. $25 trillion. Of that, $9 trillion was in the last 18 months to fight the pandemic. Had we used that $25 trillion to purchase bonds, to finance the energy transition, or the transition of how we eat, or how we move ourselves in transport, we would now today be reaching that 1.5 degrees limit that is so vital to us. I say to you today in Glasgow that an annual increase in the SDRs of $500 billion a year for 20 years put in a trust to finance the transition is the real gap, Secretary General, that we need to close not the 50 billion being proposed for adaptation. And if 500 billion sounds big to you, guess what? It is just 2% of the 25 trillion. This is the sword we need to wield. Our excitement 1 hour into this event is far less than it was 6 months ago leading up to this event. Can we, with those voices and these speeches from Sir David and others, find it within ourselves to get the resolve to bring Glasgow back on track? Or do we leave today believing that it was a failure before it starts? Our world, my friends, stands at a fork in the road, one no less significant than when the United Nations was formed in 1945. But then, the majority of our countries here did not exist. We exist now. The difference is we want to exist 100 years from now. And if our existence is to mean anything, then we must act in the interest of all of our people who are dependent on us. And if we don't, we will allow the path of greed and selfishness to sow the seeds of our common destruction. The leaders of today, not 2030, not 2050, must make this choice. It is in our hands. And our people and our planet need it more than ever. We can work with who is ready to go, because the train is ready to leave. And those who are not yet ready, we need to continue to ring circle and to remind them that their people, not our people, but their citizens, need them to get on board as soon as possible. Code red to the G7 countries. Code red to the G20. Earth to COP, that's what it said. Earth to COP. For those who have eyes to see, for those who have ears to listen, and for those who have a heart to feel, 1.5 is what we need to survive. 2 degrees, yes, SG, is a death sentence for the people of Antigua and Barbuda, for the people of the Maldives, for the people of Dominica and Fiji, for the people of Kenya and Mozambique, and yes, for the people of Samoa and Barbados. We do not want that dreaded death sentence. And we've come here today to say, try harder, because our people, the climate army, the world, the planet, needs our actions now, not next year, not in the next decade.
Now, she pointed out all the other factors, the amount of monies that the wealthy countries should put in, etc., etc., etc. But I think there's an amount of blame that she refused to put into that speech, and let's talk about them. The wealthy countries, the Western countries of the world, how did they get wealthy? And why is it that we should demand that they do the most to handle this climate crisis? Numero uno. What is a major culprit of the climate crisis right now? CO2 in the atmosphere. The riches of the G7, the riches of the G20 came about because of the amount of pollution that they threw into the air for their profits that went straight to those particular G7, G20 countries, etc. They also have been very extractive throughout the third world countries, so-called third world countries, whether it be bauxite, iron, diamonds, oil, whatever. So these other countries fed into the wealthier countries that were responsible for the vast majority of the pollution that we have right now going into the air. So when she talks about the commitment that we should have from these wealthy countries, it's not only a commitment that it should be a demand, and these other countries should feel a responsibility that because of their doings, we may have Barbados underwater, we may have Samoa underwater, etc., etc., etc. So I think the third world countries, it's time now, while they may not have military power, They have people power and other types of power. It is time for them to demand that the wealthy countries do their part, which is most to take care of our environmental crisis, to take care of this climate crisis. Exactly right. Exactly right. I didn't hear my closing there, but that's okay. Anyhow, folks, let me continue to get to what you guys are saying, and then we'll go back. We'll bring some of what she had to say up if necessary. Let's go first to Masticator, of course, is going to say, is that a dude? No, that's a woman. A woman with a deeper voice, but a woman. Why do we always want to put women, you know, put women through this sort of stuff? Come on, Masticator. You're symbolizing what the right represents. Change. Please change. Eric Hayes. Maywood, yep, the ones that count Biden. What? That's not a good one. Let's see. 11-9-2021, Youth Voices on Climate, COP26 and Beyond. 1 hour. Thank you for the link, the Vimeo link, sir. AVQ says, global warming will damage the poorest nations first and hardest. Yet those nations that are least responsible for how much global warming emissions is in the atmosphere. Exactly. That is, and that is what I said at the end, AVQ. We have all these countries that have built their wealth by the Industrial Revolution that really, that's the carbon in the air right now. So to prevent climate change, we need to take that carbon out of the air, right? Or we need to compensate countries that will have to mitigate the damage from climate change. But the countries don't want to do a damn thing. As she said, $50 billion is a joke. $500 billion a year is the minimum that's really one should be requesting. All right, continuing. Let's see. Linda Jo Kessinger, welcome aboard. Masticator, the guy is really just a squishy ball of misinformation. You know, like I tell all of my right-wing brothers and sisters online, please corroborate everything that you think that I've said that is a lie. Remember what I said about where we are ranked in as far as our truthiness. I usually have a slide for it. I'm going to look for it when I do the next video and put it up for some of you to see. Eric Hayes, what is this anyways? Are they speaking to all countries like the fossil fuels related China and Russia and others? I bet they're listening. Hey, look, listen. Facts are facts. The Industrial Revolution that was done through the UK and the United States, and then later on others in the Western Hemisphere, are the ones responsible for all that tonnage of carbon in the air. If that carbon in the air that they put there are causing issues, problems, you would think that they would play a more major role in removing that carbon. It's just about equity. Come on now, that's not a difficult concept. It's a moral concept. And ironically, those on the right like to claim morality. They like to claim religiosity. Well, actually they claim religion, but we call it religiosity. No? So anyhow, that's what we should be talking about. All right, AVQ, our civilization has a choice to make. Pay the transition to renewables as a global effort, or watch our civilization collapse under the exacerbated strains caused by global warming and conflict. I agree with you wholeheartedly, Maywood says. She is speaking first to all the advanced countries, the old colonists, colonialists, then to everyone else to get in gear and actually do something. Maywood, you hit the nail on the head perfectamente. Tom C. says, very impressed with Barbados Prime Minister Mia Mottley. She has the facts and is very inspiring. Hope rich country leaders are listening and take action. We all hope. Just the West. This is Eric Hayes. Not just the West, Egberto. Quit blaming others. It is all over, period. It's not about blaming others. It's about assigning blame where it belongs. There's a difference. AVQ says, on the path to 2.27 degrees, we're looking at vast areas of Earth to become too hot for humans and over a billion climate refugees with nowhere to go. Yeah. Eric Hayes, America is getting poor now with all the trillions going out. You know, let's look at basic math, Eric. America, listen to what you just said. America is getting poorer with all the millions going out. I want to ask you a question. Let's start. All the monies that the government has right now, the trillions that it's going to pick up from somewhere and put it into the market. When the government spends that, Eric, where is it going to go? In whose pocket is it going to go? Remember what you just said. It's getting poorer. No. When the government spends all that money is going to go into the pockets of people who otherwise didn't have it. Of course, as ABQ have pointed out before, in the process, a lot of it is going to go into the rich people's hands. A disproportionate amount is going to go to the rich. But the government, let's get this clear. The government holds on to no money. Zero. Zilch. Politicians do. The American people do. And the rich people, the corporations do. The question is always, how is it distributed? Please, sir. Please. I beg of thee to understand what we talk about so that we can have intelligent discourse about distribution as opposed to the fallacies of America getting poorer. America cannot get poorer at all. Remember that. America gets its monies distributed differently. But as far as being poorer, America can only get poorer if it contributes, if somehow people are taking over land in America, if people are taking all these things. We are a sovereign nation with a sovereign currency. It is impossible for America to get poor. Even with the debt that the Chinese owe, it's a ledger item. All the debt that we owe to the Chinese or whatever, it's a ledger item. It's not about us getting poor or richer. Please understand economics. Rose Williams, welcome aboard. Paul, what this happens, it's always against the natural order. I hear you, Rose. Masticator say, y'all, Chris, emissions are increasing. China's emissions are increasing. Okay. China has 1.4 billion people. Ask yourself, what is the per capita emission for China relative to the per capita emission to the United States? You'll sing a different story. May Wood, that's another one. Barbados has zero power. It has zero power in the sense that it doesn't have a military that can compete with ours. But if you call power just being able to kill somebody else, well, you know, they also still have power because they can do things in other ways. Dusty offered a squirming non-answer and wanting to end the discussion. I hear you. Let's see what else we have here. Rose Williams says, global warming has already damaged the poorest countries who have contributed the least to the tragedy. So true, so true, so true. Lee Grant says, hi all. My question is to Paul. Yes, today's show is dedicated to Paul's son, Lee Grant. And thank you for offering those condolences and love to our brother, our PDR brother, Paul Fleming. Thank you. Let's see. Linda Jo Kessinger, so sorry about your loss, she says. AVQ, a major report warns climate change is accelerating and humans must cut emissions now. Yes, true. AVQ says, Gilberto, to me, hope it's the point at which you give up personal action and wish for others to do it for you. Don't hope, demand. You know, you must have seen some of the stuff that we've written in our books, man. You're right. Lee Grant, Kyle is innocent and will be released shortly. Lefties, please do what you can to dissuade left wing. BLM, what? Are you saying did you say that a verdict was issued? I don't think so. Not that I've heard of. And I don't think I got a report that a verdict was issued. But if he comes back innocent, God help us. Because I don't have any notifications to that effect. Egberto, the issue is that it's private enterprise of the global north, shareholders and wealthy are responsible. Going to the government without a hint of taxes for the existing corporations is a fallacy. Exactly right, Norman Reynolds. ABQ says, when the government spends money on the people, where does the money go? Primarily into the pockets of the poor. From there, the money will cycle through the economy with high velocity of money. You understand economics 101, brother ABQ. Very good. That's exactly right. It's not the amount of money, but how fast money moves. And that's why you can give a whole lot of money to rich people and nothing happens. You give a lot of money to poor people and a lot happens, because it's the speed of how fast money circulates. Looks like Twitch comments to YouTube have around a 190 character limit. Don't know. When did we stop talking about democracy? During World War II, soldiers wrote home talking about it, and FDR talked about it all the time. During the early Cold War, we talked about it. E2247, that's true, but it wasn't part of the public conversation during my adult lifetime. Was it the nuclear weapons, Cold War, JFK, MLK, RFK assassinations, Vietnam War, the drought? I don't know, but that's a good point you're making there, sir. China's emissions exceed the combined emission of the US and EU combined. China promised to push $400 billion into renewables and have yet failed to do, while adding more coal-fired power plants. True. Autocratic oligarchs enabling the former guy all want a confederacy of small republics instead of a United States. Anti-federalists. Okay, it's at 4:40 right now. Let's go ahead and do my ask. Please, folks, if you are on YouTube, please consider clicking that join button. Become a part of our PDR posse. Click that join button. If you don't see that join button, please consider going to politicsdoneright.com. politicsdoneright.com/support. Let's start with the PDR posse. politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. Where is my keyboard? Maybe I have it on the other computer. You know, I have one keyboard to control three computers. All right, remember, we're in DC in a makeshift studio. All right, let's go. politicsdoneright.com/YouTube. Please, politicsdoneright.com/YouTube is how you can support us via YouTube. You can also support us via Patreon, politicsdoneright.com/Patreon. Patreon is spelled P-A-T-R-E-O-N, P-A-T-R-E-O-N, or the venerable politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. You can support us on PayPal, politicsdoneright.com/PayPal. With all the moves that we're making, we do need even more of your support. So please continue to keep us doing what we do, telling the truth, not doing the things that will cause issues, but doing the truth. Anyway, folks, if it's getting cold, please go ahead and consider getting a hoodie, consider getting a hat, whatever, from our store, politicsandright.com/store, politicsandright.com/store, or please get our books. Our books would enlighten you with a lot of what we have to talk about. politicsandright.com/books, politicsandright.com/books. All right, okay, we have one more video. The all-encompassing support is at politicsandright.com/support. If you want to have all the options in one place, let's see how we best support Politics and Right. Please go to politicsandright.com/support and support us in whatever fashion you can. I can tell you, frankly, we do need your support to continue doing what we do. All right, we have another video for you. This is Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. As you know, Representative Gosar threatened Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's life with a video that he put out there with him killing her. And of course he said, oh, it's not real, it's just a joke, it's just a joke. But we know the crazies that follow folks on the right. Many times they activate, they instantiate what their leaders have to say. And Ocasio-Cortez came at him with a beauty. What I want you guys to do is listen to the words of Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez to El Señor Gosar, because no one could have said it any better. Check it out.
I've been serving in this body just under 3 years. In that 3 years, enormous amount has happened. But in response to the Republican leader's remarks when he says that this action is unprecedented, what I believe is unprecedented is for a member of House leadership of either party to be unable to condemn incitement of violence against a member of this body. It is sad. It is a sad day in which a member who leads a political party in the United States of America cannot bring themselves to say that issuing a depiction of murdering a member of Congress is wrong, and instead decides to venture off into a tangent about gas prices and inflation. What is so hard? What is so hard about saying that this is wrong? This is not about me. This is not about Representative Gosar, but this is about what we are willing to accept. Not just the Republican leader, but I have seen other members of this party advance the argument, including Representative Gosar himself, the illusion that this was just a joke. That what we say and what we do does not matter so long as we claim a lack of meaning. Now, this nihilism runs deep, and it conveys and betrays a certain contempt for the meaning and importance of our work here. That what we do, so long as we claim that it is a joke, doesn't matter. That what we say here doesn't matter. That our actions every day as elected leaders in the United States of America doesn't matter. That this chamber and what happens in it doesn't matter. And I am here to rise to say that it does. Our work here matters. Our example matters. There is meaning in our service. And as leaders in this country, when we incite violence with depictions against our colleagues, that trickles down into violence in this country. And that is where we must draw the line, independent of party, identity, or belief. It is about a core recognition of human dignity and value and worth. So when we talk about, as mentioned in the resolution, that these depictions are part of a larger trend of misogyny, and racial misogyny, racist misogyny. This has results in dampening the participation. And so this vote is not as complex as perhaps the Republican leader would like to make folks believe. It's pretty cut and dry. Does anyone in this chamber find this behavior acceptable? Would you allow depictions of violence against women, against colleagues? Would you allow that in your home? Do you think this should happen on a school board? In a city council? In a church? And if it's not acceptable there, why should it be accepted here? Lastly, when the Republican leader rose to talk about how there are all of these double standards and lists a litany of all these different things, not once did he list an example of a member of Congress threatening the life of another. This is not about a double standard, and what is unprecedented and what is tragic is the descent of transgression in this body. I grew up as a little girl with awe about our nation's capital, the reverence and the importance and the gravity of our work here.
You have additional 30 seconds.
Gentlelady is recognized.
The gravity of our work here. So the question that I pose to this body in response is, will we live up to the promises that we make our children? That this is a place where we will defend one another regardless of belief. That our core human dignity matters. If you believe that this behavior is acceptable, go ahead. Vote no. But if you believe that this behavior should not be accepted, then vote yes. It's really that simple. Thank you, and I yield back.
All right, folks, look who showed up. Look who showed up. And she is wearing one of our Politics Done Right hoodie. That's my baby. She had 2 hours of PT today, getting this left arm a little bit more active. You know, they have it, of course, wrapped to get it like she's in green, so it's messing with the green screen. Oh. But this, let me tell you something. This, you would not imagine how it is just great. This girl has gone through a lot with a second stroke. Tell the PDR audience, hi, Ash. Come on, Ash.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas.
All right.
Get your hoodie now.
All right. I figure you're going to sing something like that. Anyhow. So, anyway, let me finish. Can I finish with my show now?
Yes.
don't forget, get the hoodie, folks. All ready to go. Anyhow. I was talking about our somebody was talking about the veracity of our show, right? I want you guys to see something, because many people don't realize that is EgbertoWillis.com, which is the news portion of Politics Done Right. And if you notice what it says there, we do have a left bias, but we are what? We are, our factual reporting is very, very high. So let's remember that. Let's remember that before we go any further. This is for AVQ and all those guys. Not AVQ. AVQ knows who we are. This is for those people who think otherwise. Anyhow, folks, going back, it looks like we're losing some packets. I did something on the screen that's causing us to lose some packets. Let me see if I can fix it up before we go completely out of sync. Let's see if it'll slow down. Look like it has slowed down. We were losing some packets for a while. Let's go ahead and put this stuff back up on the screen. Excelente mundo. Let's go ahead and get so I can read what you guys are saying, because I don't know what you're saying. So let me close these other windows down and bring up my chat, because I need to hear from you all. You know, we live vicariously through our people. Anyhow, folks, let's see. Tom C. Yay, Ashley. Good to see you. Happy best wishes for full recovery. Norman says, yay, Ashley. Linda Joe Kessinger says, hi, Ashley. It's wonderful to see you're doing well. Lee Grant says, Egberto, you repeated the lie that Trump called neo-Nazis good people. You should apologize and correct the record. I played it for you, sir. I didn't say anything. I played it for you, sir. He said there are good people on one side and good people on the other side. That's what he said. Okay? I don't want to take the time with that, Lee Grant. Lee Grant, everything that we do is on tape. Old timer. It's on video, so you can find it. You give me a clip with me making a mistake, and I promise you one thing, Lee Grant. And by the way, you're a supporter of the show, so you know what I'm going to do. I do the right thing for everybody. You show me where I screwed up in something that I said. Okay? Yeah, I know. Something happened with when I brought in another page. I have to start understanding what is going on with some parts of this. There seems to be a Chrome incompatibility, but we'll figure it out sometime in the near future. Lee Grant, you know I respect you, sir. If you find that I've made a mistake somewhere, give me the video and the cut, and I'll be the first to come in and correct it on air for everybody to see. I don't play. The reason I am rated as high is because even if I make a mistake, I correct it. Maywood says, hey, Ashley, looking good. Linda Jo Kissinger says, hey, Ashley. And let's see who else we got here. We got dollars for war, but not for climate chaos. Exactly. Lee Grant depicted being murdered in a performance of Julius Caesar. I don't know, but I don't think it was a politician, a congressperson who did it. Correct me if I'm wrong. Lee Grant, Norman Reynolds to Lee Grant, an elected official is different than a private citizen. Thank you for saying what I just repeated, brother Norman Reynolds. Lee Grant, did AOC come? Oh, you did it again. Okay, all right. Okay, let's go down. I see more things. ABQ says, a link and a timestamp will do. Don't need to cut the video. That's true. Exactly. Just tell me where I made a mistake, and I am more than happy to correct any mistake, every misstatement that I made. I don't lie. I'm one who really would misstate something. And you know the difference is when somebody says, Egberto, that wasn't quite accurate, I will come back and I will correct it. E2247, call neo-Nazis, good people all across all media. We all saw it. I want him to show us where we're wrong. That's what I want him to show us, Brother Lee Grant. Just show us where we're wrong. And everybody that listens to Politics Done Right, I am sure, would give you an apology if one is required. Right? And I mean that from the depths of my heart. Lee, you know that I mean that. All right. Let's see what else is up before we go. We only have 5 minutes, so I can't play the other video. So I'll play that other video tomorrow with a few others that I'm working on. I want to thank you guys for being here. As you can see, I'm still here working here with my daughter. It's going to be a while. You know, she always have a smile on her face, even as... but we are going to get all things moving in. She's doing very well. That's what we tend to keep her doing. Anyhow, folks, let's go ahead and say, if you are on YouTube, please remember, give us that thumbs up. I don't have enough thumbs up on YouTube. Please give me the thumbs up on YouTube. But also on the join button. Please click the join button on YouTube if you're not already joined our PDR Posse via YouTube. If you don't see that join button, please go to politicsandright.com/YouTube. politicsandright.com/YouTube. Alternatively, you can do politicsandright.com/Patreon. P-A-T-R-E-O-N is how it's spelled. politicsandright.com/Patreon. And nice. Thank you for having been here, ABQ. politicsandright.com/PayPal to support us via PayPal. And if you want to catch us all, in other words, say, there are other methods that I can support Politics and Right. You can find them all at politicsandright.com/support. politicsandright.com/support. Please get our books. I want to, you know, all of us that listen and encourage others. It's Christmas time. Get all three of our books. Donate it to folks. If you have a right-wing neighbor, get the book. It's worth it. How to Talk to Your Right-Wing Relatives, Friends, and Neighbors. And connect them with us. Tell them, hey, you know, if you disagree with something with Berto, drop him a line at info@politicsandright.com. This is what he has to say. Get the book for your friends. Buy books for your friends and send it out. It'll help us here at Politics Done Right. And also let them know that by having the book that you donate to them or that you have them buy, they can, the right winger, they can talk to me directly. We can have a conversation. In fact, I'm willing to open a thread specifically for right wingers who want to discuss all this stuff. Because I am real as far as wanting us all communicated. I have my point of view. I do. I am a lefty. I am a democratic socialist. Do I expect everybody to be that? No. But I believe in those policies. I see those policies work in Scandinavian countries. They can work here. We can have more humane policies. Now, everybody doesn't want that. I understand that. So I want to do the best we can for everybody. So that we all, because we're all in one country. Nada más un país estamos. Estamos nada más en un país. One country. So my goal is not to say, to beat down Eric into submission. My goal is to make Eric more look at policies that support not only himself, but most of America. Same applies to Brother Lee Grant. And Lee Grant knows it because he said that about me before. So, you know, go ahead, buy the book for your friends. It'll help us out here. Lee Grant says, Trump noted that on the issue of taking down statues, there were good people on both sides of that issue. Okay. There is no good people on the side of upholding statues that celebrate people who would have wanted me slaves, Lee Grant. Please, slave, Lee Grant. I love you, brother, but I cannot tell you that. I cannot I'm sorry. That is not a plausible response, my brother Lee Grant. It's not. It really is not. And you know I'm a fair person. Okay, let's see. We are at 59 right now, so we got to get out of here. Folks, I want to thank you so kindly for having been here. Let's remember to keep Brother Fleming, Paul Fleming, in our thoughts. Today's show dedicated to Paul, Brother Paul Fleming's son. I am so sorry to hear. My most sincere condolences. Please, off when we're done here, drop him a nice line. Let him know that he has a support system with us all. My name is Egberto Willis. This is Politics Done Right. And you guys know how I end this baby. I am what? Out! We spend a lot of time deconstructing the news, trying to parse it into a form that everybody can understand. We try to find those little nitpicks where it flies above the fray, etc. If you really like these videos that we do, I want to ask a big favor. Please go ahead, number one, subscribe to our channel, and number two, please join if you can. Thank you so kindly for watching. Keep watching. Please remember to share. We must populate the entire internet with our progressive message, a message that we know is what most Americans say that they want. So help us, please join.